Many of you wrote letters to the FBI and to your congressman and complained about this outrageous miscarriage of justice. And there was so much pressure being put on the FBI that they were compelled to expand the suspect pool from, instead of saying that me and Daryl were the only suspects. So when they couldn't get us, when they couldn't get the charges brought against us, they were pressured by you all to expand the suspect pool, and they did indeed. They expanded it to include all North Coast environmentalists. So what they did is they came up to Redwood Country, this guy, slimy little prep school guy, Stockton Buck, that we just deposed, and he came up, somebody was teased about his name all of his elementary school life, and now he's going to get back at the world by being an FBI agent. Anyway, so he came up along with a few of the other ones to do an investigation, and they were going to do an investigation to find the bomber, but what the investigation consisted of is they didn't look for the bomber at all. In fact, they made sure to avoid finding the bomber. What they did instead was they used the bombing case as a pretext to conduct a sweeping investigation of environmentalists. It was like the Red Scare, but it was the Green Scare. And what they did was, the method by which they did this, well, first of all, they went to the newspapers and they wrote them a letter and they said, we're looking for the bomber and we want to see if any of these typewriters look like some of these letters, so we'd like to come in and look at your letters to the editor. And the press Democrat, being a little more urban, said, well, sorry, no way, you know, you can't just come in and snoop through the letters. Think of the chilling effect on free speech if we knew that the FBI was going through the letters to the editor. But all the other papers up there in this rural area, all this unsophisticated editors who were flattered by the attention, said, sure, come on in. And in comes the FBI, and they rifle through the letters file, and they start picking out letters. And by some strange coincidence, they pick out all these letters from environmentalists. They don't pick out the raging letters against us. They pick out letters like On Healing the Earth by Forrest Feather Walker, and you know, things like that that have no conceivable connection. And most of them, they just put them in their database. But this one letter, I can't even figure out why they decided this guy was a full-on suspect. This letter, it was a poem, and it was sent to the Redwood Record, and it was called Has Anyone Ever Known Their Spirits? First Impressions on Visiting Pokhara Valley. And I mean, by any stretch, I can't imagine what this letter has to do with the bombing case. But they picked this guy out. They sent it to get fingerprinted. They sent it for handwriting analysis, typing analysis. They sent it to the behavioral science lab to determine if the person who wrote this letter had the personality type that could have been the bomber. So that's the kind of investigation that they did.